Okay, Rabbi, this evening I want to speak about a subject relating to Yom Tov of Sukkos. We don't technically have a parashas of Shavuot this Shabbos, but this Shabbos we will learn. Actually, Shabbos and Sunday we'll learn from Parashas Emor, where the Torah presents all of the Moadim, Perchof Gimel of Sefer Vayikra. At the very end, Perchof Gimel, Pasuk Mem Beis, it says, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, Kala Ezach Yisrael, Yeshu Basukos. So that's the source of the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim. And Chazal have a drosha in the Medrash known as the Psikta Zutrisa. You can use it. We spoke about that once, though. For a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the Pasuk says, Basukas Teishu Shivas Yamim, that's one of the signature psukim, of course, of the Yom Tov Sukkos, the mitzvah of Sukkos. So the Psikta Zutrisa is one of the Midrashim, called also the Medrash Lekach Tov. On that Pasuk, it says, Basukas Teishu. So here the Gemara says, the Psikta Zutrisa says, Teishu, Ein Teishu Elek Ein Tadur. This is the famous drasha of Teishu Kein Tadur. Teishu doesn't need to sit in terms of one's physical posture, but rather Teishu in the sense of spending one's time. Teishu Ein Teishu Elek Ein Tadur. Mikan Omru, Ochel V'shoseh V'sukkah. From here the Chazal Darshan that you have to eat and drink in the Sukkah. V'yoshen V'sukkah. You have to sleep in the Sukkah. Umetayel the sukkah. Metayel here doesn't mean to go on a tiyul in terms of hiking. That big a sukkah. It means to spend time, to walk around circles. Metayel the sukkah means to spend time in the sukkah. Umala kelim noim the sukkah. And you should bring your nice vessels into the sukkah. The kore the sukkah. And you should learn and read and so whatever you do in terms of learning should be in the sukkah too. Okay. What's that? Oh, well, slowly. So that's the Psikta Zutrisa. It's almost the Gemara Mefureshes. The Gemara has in Sukkah, I quote from the Psukkah for a reason, because the Gemara has on Daf Chof Ches, on the days, the Gemara says as follows, Tanar Abonon, first of all, may as well read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Shiva Fayom Adam Osa Sukkosu Keva Ubeis Aroi. Right, for the 7 days of Sukkah, a person's Sukkah should be his more permanent residence, and his home should be his temporary residence. Tanar Abonon, the Gemara says, Kol Shiva Fayom Adam Osa Sukkosu Keva Ubeis Aroi Ketzad. If you have nice vessels, nice utensils and so on, you bring them into the sukkah. Matzos knows, malam l'sukkah, nice mats to sit on. In that time, you'd have nice chairs, I guess. Malam l'sukkah. Ochel v'sholso metal l'sukkah. Menohan emili, says the Gemara, the Tanar Bonan. Teishu kain tadur mikanam or koshir v'sayam. Osa adam sukkah sukkah v'sarai. Ketzar ha'ilo kelem noim, malam l'sukkah. Matzos knows, malam l'sukkah. Ochel v'sholso metal l'sukkah. Umashanim l'sukkah, learning l'sukkah, and so on. So that's the Gemara Chof Ches on Beis. It's almost the same thing, one thing missing. The Gemara doesn't say anything about sleeping in the Sukkah. Okay, and the Psikta, that's why I brought the Psikta. The Psikta does say the Lashon of Mikan Amru Ocho V'Shos of the Sukkah V'Yashim the Sukkah. And the Gemara here, and this Gemara, which is the Gemara's Darshing, the word Teishu Kein Tadur, the famous Drosha's Chazal, it mentions all of the other things between the two Brises, mentions all of the other things, but it does not mention sleeping in the Sukkah. It's an interesting omission. Right, there are other places, right, we're not suggesting you don't have to sleep in the sukkah, but it's just striking that the drasha from Teishu, as it appears in the Gemara, the Brisa that appears in the Gemara, Tanar Bonan here, does not mention all the other things, eating, drinking, bringing nice stuff in there, learning, mentions everything else, but it doesn't mention sleeping. So it's a striking omission, and the Minchas Elozer was sensitive to this. A lot of people. The Minchas Elozer is Chuvas in Chelek Bey, Simon Mem Vav, raised this question. Whoever it was that asked him says that Chosher Bebraisa Kosas and Sukkah quotes the whole Gemara we just mentioned, and he says, "Well, a shein of the Sukkah. What about sleeping in the Sukkah? Doesn't mention anything about sleeping in the Sukkah." Okay, and he quotes the Kvar Hikshas Hadron with Würzburg with Sefer Nachlos Devash. And, okay, so it wasn't the first one to raise this question. Minchas Elozer says as follows. He says, if you look carefully at all the things in the that are listed in the Gemara, in the Gemara's presentation of this din, these are all things which a person does that demonstrates kviyas. Kviyas means something which is fixed or established. Chilas keva, and the other, that's the language of the Gemara, adam osasukaso keva, ochavishosos, these are all things which, when you do them in a manner of kviyas, as opposed to something which is arai, like, so if a person wants to have a snack, wants to have a Hershey bar or an apple or something like that, technically speaking, you don't have to go into the sukkah. So the Minchas Oza wants to suggest that since by sleeping we don't have that distinction, that sleeping, you have to sleep in the sukkah no matter what, there's no distinction between arai and keva when it comes to sleeping, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Therefore, it's left off the list here, because these are all things which, again, that's the language of the Gemara. So the Gemara begins, Tanar Bona Kol Shiva Sam Adam Osa Sukaso Keva Ubeis Arai. Now again, later, a few lines later, Mikan Amru Kol Shiva Sam Osa Adam Sukaso Keva Ubeis Arai. So Michalos's Diak is that this Gemara lists only those things where there is a distinction between Keva and Arai.
What about the Gemara?
Right, so again, we're not... Yeah, but not for, we'll see in a second, not for sukkah purposes. You couldn't even do that outside the sukkah. We'll see in a second that this thing doesn't apply for Shana. So he says, Ophiza shaper lo chosu Shana, kibu Shana, chayav the Shana sarai also. All right, and therefore, it's left off the list. A creative teretz, but okay, that's a Michos Elazar, as to why it's left off the list. However, as everybody's driving at, the fact of the matter is there's no doubt that there is a requirement to sleep in a sukkah. It's part of the mitzvah. There's almost no doubt, I should say. We'll see in a second. But the Gemara in Daf Chaf Vav Mud Aleph, which the Mishnah has alluded to a few Dafim earlier, and that's the Gemara's comment on a Mishnah that you mentioned before, Yehuda, about sukkah and mitzvah and so on. Okay, because the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah appears on Chaf Hayam Mud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ochlin v'shosen arai chutz l'sukkah. You can eat and drink a snack, something which is not a kavod de kasuda, just a light snack. It depends what the bracha is and so on. That you can do outside of the sukkah. So the Gemara later on that daf, later on the Gemara on that sugya, mentions the following, daf chav vav mud aleph. First it defines what's achilas arai. Then it says towards the bottom of the page, tanar abonim, ochlin achilas arai chutzu sukkah, but ve'ein yeshenim shenas arai chutzu sukkah. You are allowed to eat temporary or not a kavodik meal outside the sukkah, but you cannot sleep, a temporary sleep outside the sukkah. My timer, what's the reason why? So the Gemara says, Amar of Ashi, Gzera Shema Yeradeim. There is a concept of sleeping on a temporary basis, but I've had this happen to me on more than one occasion in life. I feel I put my head down for 5 minutes, and it's 2.5 hours later, you know. So that's what often happens. So Gzera Shema Yeradeim, okay, Rashi explains, Rabbi Omar, Lashema, I'm sorry, that's Yeradim. Rashi says, Shema techtafenu or techatfenu shena v'yeshen keva. You'll be so overtired, you're only planning to sleep shena sus, whatever, 30 seconds. You'll get a few moments of shut eye, but then it ends up, you end up sleeping a lot longer. I've woken up in my study and in various other unusual places. It happens, right? So that's what the.
Right.
Oh, not a joke, Doctor. Make sure it doesn't happen. Okay, pull over to the side of the road. Go to a rest stop. I've done that also. Pull over, put the car seat back, and slept for 20 minutes. And helps if you're tired. But anyway, that's one opinion of Gemara. Then that's Rav Ashi. I'm going to buy a question that the Gemara comes up with another suggestion that basically there is really no, that the sleep is, you can't really distinguish between arai and keva when it comes to sleep, because some people need less sleep, some people need more sleep. Some people talk to sleep for 10 minutes, so they're in great shape for the next 6 hours. Other people, that'll make things worse. Sometimes it makes a person more tired to sleep a little bit amount. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Lashemar the Lochashim, we're not worried about that. But rather, this is Rashi, Divra Rasa Rava Amar, Rashi says, Lafisha ain keva l'shena. There's no such concept of keva when it comes to shena. Ain bo chilek ben keva l'arai l'in sukkah. She ain adam kovei atzmo shena. She palmim shena elamenam neimat. Sometimes you only sleep a little bit, and that does it for you. V'dayo b'kach. And therefore, we can't have that distinction. And the din, therefore, is that a person has to sleep in the sukkah, even shena's arai. It would appear, certainly, the Gemara that we mentioned, notwithstanding, and if you like the Minchas Alozes Teretz, so it's called a Chiddush, you have to say, it's left off because all these things only Kevah, but that's what he says.
It may be to get some insight.
Yeah.
What he means is, those who are true, and Allah has come and come. The Mishnah mentioned things that have much more leniency. Only permanency you can be.
Oh, that's basically the saying. Yeah,
but there's no need to mention things that the temporary also require.
Right, that's basically schilek.
I feel interested, it would be the most common.
You know, I understand that.
And the normal circumstances, if anybody, what you need to do in this book, everybody would say you need to do it.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not questioning. You know, it's a clever answer. You know,
I thought about it without this view.
I thought it was still striking that it wasn't the list.
I'm just wondering, I don't know if you're going to it.
Yeah.
To what extent? Because I know, for instance, the Shida of Rabbi Elazar never got out of the sukkah.
Right. I wasn't talking about the bracha.
So he had a bathroom in the sukkah?
Right. Okay. So good. But I'm not going to talk about that. But I'm going to address something else. It's interesting just in terms of sleeping, because people, let's put it this way, people around here, many people assume that they never heard of sleeping in the sukkah. I mean, you know, this heard of it, they think it's just it's a nice hiddur, a chumrah, something, and yeshiva guys do whatever.
They live in America.
Yeah, I live in America, and the people not, so that's what I want to really get into, but mention a different aspect of it. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody does. The climate's more pleasant.
But as I said, Dr. Bala was the one that started Shari Tzedek.
Yeah.
He had a sukkah of about 7 rooms. It was really a palace.
Yeah.
And during Sukkot, that's where he would check patients.
In the sukkah, right?
He would not go out of the sukkah. He had, but I don't know what it is really with started.
Was it?
Well, the founder of Shari Tzedek Hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to read a couple of the comments Rashi makes on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. I just want to emphasize that there shouldn't be any doubt, despite the fact that it's left off that list, that there's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah, and it's part of the definition of the mitzvah. Rashi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, believe us on my love, he's talking about something else, but he mentions, he's defining there the something to do with the laws of Hechsher sukkah, what makes a sukkah kosher, so it has to be, Rashi just says, sukkah lecho v'lishon, the lots of yidei chova sukkah. Rashi says lecho v'lishon. He just lumps them together. There's no difference. That's on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And similarly, perhaps even more prominently, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, in the beginning of the second parak, Rashi says, talking there about Hayoshin sleeping in the sukkah. So Rashi says, the ikar yeshivas hasukkah achila shtia v'shena. So Rashi says openly, again, that's the first Rashi in the second parak, on the Chof in the days. Rashi there says openly that Iker Yeshiva is a sukkah, the principal mitzvah of Yeshiva the sukkah is Achila, Shtia, and Shena. So there's no doubt, you know, at least according to Rashi, that this is the case. And it's not just Rashi. Tosus also on Daf Mem Hei of the days. And really, this is in a sukkah you would discuss a little bit. What if a person taka never leaves a sukkah? What do you do about the brocha? I once wrote an essay about the brocha, and do the brocha of sukkah. And so some poskim will say, I don't remember now, but I think there's a chidor in the Birkei Yosef, said that even if you're there every day, you should make a new brocha anyway, or you go out for a moment in order to make the brocha. There's such a shita. But anyway, that's what this toast is talking about. Mem Hamad Beis. Ain't sukkah below shoving a bracha. The love ain't bracha lapam. Achas from a sukkah called emas the nichnas lo kadesh yochav yista viyashen. Okay, vafila esa from the yomivorech. He's talking about why a lulav you make one bracha a day. Sukkah you could, you know, every time you go out you have to go back in. Later on you make a new bracha. That's the subject. But again, I'm only interested in this one line here. Sukkah called emas the nichnas lo. Every time you go in, kadesh yochav yista viyashen. Again, you see, Tos also lumps together eating, drinking, sleeping. It's all one. That's all part of the definition of the mitzvah.
So if that's the case, then just like we have the din of shachamashet.
Of what?
If the porridge gets spoiled.
Yeah.
Know,
oh, the matzah. Yeah, yeah.
So, and how objective and subjective is that?
Okay, so it's different. So that's
the
din. No, right. That's true. So the mitzvah is put them in a sukkah. So then there'll be different gedarim for the food. Usually the assumption is, you know, if you're in the sukkah and you're eating, and it's just a little bit of dripping rain or something like that, it doesn't really ruin the food.
I mean,
I'm saying, Yeah, to a certain extent. But, I remember that happened.
Doesn't the wife
sometimes. But, I remember this story last year. My father-in-law was a wood truck in every sense. So I remember we had Shabbos Chalamoy, it started to rain during lunch last year. So it didn't bother me so much. I wanted to stay in the sukkah. So he wanted, you know, older person, you know, he wanted to go inside. He said the only time I would stay in the sukkah was Shmini Atzeret. Then I'm staying in the sukkah even in this weather. But I don't see.
Right.
So we stay.
She preferred in the sukkah. Let's sit in the sukkah. Yeah. You make a bracha.
Right. That's a further question. So let's see. What was the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and so on? They always stayed in the sukkah, even in the rain. So what
with
the bracha? Yes. On whom to rely? That's a different discussion. But the thing is that what I wanted to mention here is that by sleep answering your question, with regards to sleeping in the sukkah. The assumption is even a few drops are disturbing enough that you can't sleep. I've been in the sukkah that it starts to rain, and even a little bit. Sometimes you just pull
the... It can't be the sukkah itself. You can't say, oh, my sukkah is such that I can't sleep in it.
It's a different issue.
That topples your sukkah?
Right, that's the giveaway, even feeding. Yeah.
Even feeding,
another
plus
discussion.
The sukkah for you.
Yeah, another discussion. And then getting back to our topic, I do want to mention, I showed you the Rashi in a couple of places on Daf Zayin, and Daf Chof, and Tosfos, and Daf Mamay, all lumped together, sleeping with eating, it's all one mitzvah. But there is one shita. And so, in the sake of completion and full intellectual honesty, there are Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Sukkah, again in a different context, but he mentions, he's talking, about how many meals you have to have in the Sukkah, and he mentions the side comment, Shemei Yishom V'Hashayni Hosom V'Eino Ovim Mishum Shu Yoshim V'Sukkah Mishum V'Eino Ikar Mitzvah. Ben Peretz has an expression, Daf Chav Zayinam and Aleph, in his Tosfos Ben Peretz and Sukkah, that he's talking about sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So he said, would it be a problem with Baltosis? And that wouldn't be a problem with Baltosis because that's not the Iker Mitzvah anyway. That's what he's addressing. But for our purposes, again, we do have one Rishon, the one of Baltosis, who seems to say that... sleeping is not as significant or as central a component of the mitzvah, even though Rashi and Tosfos said the other way, but you have this up in a parish. Interesting, yeah.
The talking about that the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah was including the being the tile of the sukkah.
Yes, absolutely.
And that really the actual act of staying asleep in the sukkah, I think that somebody asked if you could take out a homeless guy who was sleeping in the sukkah.
Is it a simpler answer to the Mincha Shalosh's Kasha that the absence of sukkah, of sleeping on that list, is that it's included under Mitayel? I should have mentioned before. I think that's a simpler answer. Mincha Shalosh is a chap, but I think Mitayel means to spend time in sleeping also. But okay. Anyway, we do have, I say, one sheet of Peretz, one of the Balei Tosfos seems to say that sleeping is a less central or less significant component of the mitzvah. And it could be, it's an interesting thing, if you look in the Rambam says in Perek Vav Hilchos Sukkah the following. Perek Vav Halacha Hey, Ketzad hi mitzvah si hayashir basukkah. What is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? She ochel v'shosa v'dar v'sukkah kol shiva sen v'ein b'yom b'ein b'layla k'derech shudar b'veisa v'shar yomos ha'shona. Eat, drink, and live in the sukkah all 7 days, whether at night, whether by day, whatever, the same way you do in your house. V'chol shiva sen osa adam espesa arayva sukkah so keva. Different things he mentioned, klei achila, the menorah, the light, and so on. Again, the Rambam does not mention sleeping specifically. He does say v'dar v'sukkah, like you live in your house, so one could say it's included. Huh?
Day and night.
Right. So it's in the Rambam, but Interestingly, again, he doesn't mention. However, in Halacha Vav, he does say, Ochlin v'shosin v'yeshenin v'sukkah kol shiva bein b'yom bein b'layla. So the Raga Chavar Gaon, in the Tzofnas Paneach on the Rambam, notes this, and he says that the Rambam Halacha, hey, based on the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches on the days that we mentioned before, says v'lo choshiv sham shenas. So he says that that's not a kash on the Rambam. He's basing it on the Gemara that didn't list Shena. Then he mentions, and here I'll clue you in, that's how I knew with the Rashi on Dav Zion and Dav Chof, because Raga Chavar quotes, even though it says here Dav Chof Aleph Mabez, it's a printing mistake. That much I knew to find in the Chof Mabez. And he quotes the Tosis, and he quotes others, and he quotes the Gemara, the Rashi, and other places where everybody lumps together, sleeping, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, the Raga Chavar comes up with the following chiluk. He says, there really is no, and I'm not saying he's saying, he thinks that the Rambam is saying that sleeping is different. It's not, I don't know if he means it like the Rabbeinu Peretz means it, but it could be that he does. And he says, there's a different din. It's sleeping, lama ein mevarchan al shein asukkah. Why is there no bracha when you go to sleep in the sukkah? The zeh lo hava kia mitzvah. There's no kia mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. Rather, rak, she'osu lishan chutz asukkah. There's an issue to sleep outside the sukkah, but not, huh? Yeah, there's also a chum, yeah. So that's the chaf. In other words, it's not that there's a key amidst to sleep in the sukkah, so you're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. So you mainly have to sleep in the sukkah. So that's what he says the Rambam holds. So it could be that you have another... That's what he seems to say. I mean, it's, there's no...
Isn't there a second,
right. There's still a kiyam. I don't think he means there's no kiyam. I think there's no kiyam. There's a kiyam. There's a kiyam. But it's not an independent kiyam. It's a kiyam.
You don't have...
Yeah, but you can't not sleep. Right, but you can't not sleep.
You have no kiyam to... Except for the first day, you have no kiyam to eat in the sukkah either. Just if you're eating, you have to do it in the sukkah.
Right, okay.
So you don't have to sleep.
That's an interesting point. Okay, but that's the, that's what the... Yeah. Right.
A
separate one, right.
Very simple. Because it's not for the pasuk. It's a mitzvah, but we're not talking about the mitzvah. You cannot tell him that you were out of the sukkah.
Right, right. Lamaisha, you were in the sukkah.
So you don't make the mitzvah, but you don't eat out of the sukkah. And there's no mitzvah to
eat. That's
why the Halacha Lamaisha in the Shulchan Aruch.
But the Rambam says, very clear cut, that v'eni shenim chutz l'sukkah afilu shena
b'ra. Right.
So
right, but he might be because you have
cause, in definition,
right, because that's why he didn't put it in hay. That's the toughest half point. In the Shulchan Aruch in the Tough Race Lamed Tes, the Mechaber writes, Sefalav Ketzav Mitzvah Shiva V'Sukkah She'ochel V'Shoseh, and he says V'Dor V'Sukkah, like he's borrowing the Lashon of the Rambam. However, the in the parentheses, the brackets, the Yoshein U'Metayel are both added in. Okay, so it certainly mentions sleeping as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Just as an aside, it's interesting that I have it here. Do we? Just as an aside, there is a Gemara in Megillah. I saw there's another sefer just to compare it because I'm still bothered by that question of why it wasn't on the original list. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph and Chav Ches Amud Bey says the last line of Chav Ches Amud Aleph says the following: talking about the kedusha of a shul. Tanar Bana, but they can see us ain't no hugging about Kalas Rosh. Ain't Ochun Behem, they ain't Shosim Behem, they ain't Eros Behem, they ain't Metailin Behem. All these things you're not allowed to do in the shul. You can't use it as a shortcut, and you can't, all these different things. Doesn't mention sleeping. Same thing, it's omit sleeping. In the Shulchan Aruch it does. Right. Shulchan Aruch and Sunukuf Nun Aleph or Achaim. Siv Gimel. I'll come to the Beis Medrash, not the Beis HaKnesses. Okay. But Arachaim Sunukuf Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, and bring it, but take my word for it, says you have to, you're not allowed to sleep in the shul either. So it's interesting. It's also left off the list. And the word, but the word Metayel is there. So again, it's another riot, perhaps. Ain Metalim Brahim. So it's a riot, perhaps, that it's, that the same idea. Shulchan Aruch says sleeping.
He doesn't say Metayel.
I have to look. He probably does. bring that to
but
it says openly sleep though. The Shulchan Aruch sleep. So anyway, just there's an horror. With regard to the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah, I came across a very, very interesting comment in the name of the Trumas Hadeshin. It's a sefer called Leket Yosher, which is a collection of minhagim and tshuvas and different things from someone by the name of Yosef Reb Moshe, who's a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin, one of the important achronim. So, yeah, they reprinted it. Now it's part of a three-volume set. I had one volume, an old one. Anyway, on page 144, listen to this. It's page 144, he's talking about the mitzvah sukkah. We find the following. The practice of the Trumas Hadeshin. Eino yoshein be'erev sukkahs b'tzoharayim. He would not nap on erev sukkahs. Trumas Hadeshin would not take a rest and not go to sleep on erev sukkahs in the afternoon. Kidei seyuchal lishon l'te'avon v'layla. So you have a good appetite for his sleep in the sukkah at night. Okay, everybody is obviously thinking right away of the matzah and Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi says openly at the end of Pesachim, the Perek Yud, that you're not allowed to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. And one of the reasons is that you have an appetite for the matzah. So apparently, the Trumas Hadeshin felt, Eino yoshein erev sukkahs haraim kidei sheyuchal lishon l'te'avon v'layla, no naps tomorrow afternoon. Based on his Trumas Hadeshin, in the Eretz Ki Besuka Hashena Koveya Ikar Adira. So he says, interesting enough, that sleep is Koveya the Ikar Adira. It's interesting. Not see, the Raga Chava had many rayas, a raya from the Erev, from Erev that Bakom Pita Gorim, that what you eat is more significant to establish your Adira. But anyway, in this Leket Yosher, it mentions, Eino Yoshin Be'erev Sukkahs B'Tzoharayim Kadei Sheyuchal Lishon L'Te'avon V'Layla. You have an appetite for sleeping at night. I don't know, many people probably will sleep anyway, but I guess take a long enough nap, you won't want to sleep in the sukkah, you won't want to sleep at night. This is very possibly...
That would go better on the first answer that you gave.
The what?
Because Shana doesn't have a three.
That's true. Now, it's possible that this is based on the following. There's the Chidush HaRitva in sukkah, on Daf Chav Zayin, Ritva in the sukkah quotes the following. Avol sukkah. Where did the Trumas Hadeshin get the way? I mean, we all thought right away about matzah. That's an open Yerushalmi. The din of not eating matzah and Erev Pesach is in Yerushalmi. As brought lahalacha by the overall majority of the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. Who extended this to sukkah? So it's possible it's like this. The Ritva says in the Chav Zayin and Aleph in sukkah. Avol shamati b'shem gadol migdola hador shebet tzarfas. I didn't say who it was, in French scuttle. So, Mechayev Lishon B'Sukkah B'Layla Rishon Shal Sukkahs V'Afilu Yardu G'Shamim. Okay? He says the first night of Sukkahs, just like you have to eat in the Sukkah the first night, you have to sleep in the Sukkah the first night too, even if it's rain. It doesn't matter. Shenas Arayim, at least a little bit. Sleep a little bit. You gotta go pull the blankets over your head, whatever you have to do. Sleep a little bit in the Sukkah the first night. Why? It's only mutter the rest of the week when it's only optional. The old gzera shava, right? Both by Sukkot and by Pesach, we find the term of a chamishos ayom. The Gemara has that drush in Sukkot of Chazayin. The gzera shava, tesvav, tesvav. So just like the first night of Pesach, there is a chiyuv to eat pas, or in that case, matzah, right? The whole rest of the week, you don't have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz, but you're allowed to eat potatoes, whatever, you can do other things all week long. You don't have to eat matzah. Just the first night, you have to eat matzah. So too, Gzeres Shavuot Tesvav Tasso, the first night of Sukkot, you must eat something that requires you to eat in the Sukkah. The rest of the week, you can have candy bars all week, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah, but you have to sit in the Sukkah the first night. So this Gadol, Migdole Adora, Shevet Tzarfas, the Ritual quote, says the same Gzeres Shavuot with regard to sleep. I pointed out in the past, I've never really found a great answer to this, just a ha'ara. The famous Zereshov, Tezvav, Tezvav, but if you look carefully, it never says Tezvav by matzah. It's Barbosa Yom, Ba'erev, Ba'erev Tochum Matzah. The Chiyah of eating matzah is Ba'erev Tochum Matzah. The language of the Pasuk doesn't say Chamishosa. It says Chamishosa elsewhere with regards to Pesach, but ironically, with regard to the mitzvah of eating matzah, unless I'm mistaken, it never says Chamishosa. It always says, it says Barbosa Yom, Lachodesh Bo'erev Tochel Matzah. That's an interesting point. But something to think about. You can chew on that over Sukkot. But how does it...
What is Chumash Asar? It's not Chag HaPesach, that was Avos. It's Chag HaMatzah.
I understand, but but with regards to... You're right, but it's not... Right. I'm not... Obviously, that's with that in mind, but I'm just saying, I think it's interesting, at least a side point, that the famous Gerer Shovet, Tezvot, Tezvot, it never says eating Matzah Tezvot. It says Bar Bosa Bo'erev. Right? Bar Bosa is Tezvot. Fine. All right, anyway... But according to the...
According to Shita, he'd have to make a bracha.
Absolutely. Oh, that's an interesting point. It could be he would. I don't know. It doesn't say. The Ritva is docha the Shita. The Ritva rejects this. The Halesa Klal. She'ein chiyav le'el rishon ba'achila dumi de'el rishon shal Pesach. Their shav is only on eating. Their Pesach is a mitzvah of eating. Their Pesach night is a mitzvah of eating. So Sukkot is also a mitzvah of eating. The chiyav she'ena lo'osim ha'osim do'o mechayim b'she'ena. That doesn't come out. So he disagrees. Okay, and therefore, if it's rain, you can go out, etc. So I'm just saying that Ritva does have, he quotes this, he calls him Gedol Hador Shevet Tzarvas, he disagrees. But it's possible that Shumas HaDeshen sort of extended that Gzera Shevet to not eating, not sleeping in the Sukkah on Erev Sukkah, and I'm sorry, not sleeping at all on Erev Sukkah the afternoon, so you'll have a Teyavon. What's interesting is, just as an aside, and I mentioned this in the past also, where does this din come from altogether that you're not allowed to Rishon said, you're not allowed to have matzah and Erev Pesach? Well, what's the reason behind that? That's what I say about it. I once wrote in the Kol and Bergenfield put out that the publication. So the first one, huh? What's it called? Oh, Kol El Pesach. I wrote once a long essay about matzah and Erev Pesach. But anyway, so the suggestion is the following. There is a distinction. And maybe this was the Shumas HaDeshen's. In other words, the Ritva is docha that Shita. So it's hard to say that Shumas HaDeshen carried it over. Gzeres Shavuot, Tezvot. Just like you can't eat matzah or pesach, therefore you can't sleep on it. Sukkot, it's hard, you know, to jump. So maybe it had in mind was the following. There is a din.
Is it talking or he did it?
It says he did it, yeah.
His doing is not the...
Chumra, whatever. Okay, that's true. But, well, you know, what's the story? Well, you know, why would he do it? So, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it's in a Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Let me just find it. When it talks about Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Ramor writes, even though the minhag of the Ashkenazim is to blow shofar the whole month of Elul, the Ramor writes, ain't token be Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So Bogan Avram and Shiv Katan Yudal, there's two reasons. One is, the second one is L'arvavas HaSotan, whatever that's about, another problem. But the first reason he gives is L'hafsik bein t'kiyas t'rishus and t'kiyas t'chiyav. There's an idea of making a distinction between something that's optional and something that's mandatory. That's an inyan. That's why we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. To make a distinction between the t'kiyas of Chodesh Elo, which is only optional, you don't have to blow, it's just a minute, and the t'kiyas of Rosh Hashanah, which of course obligatory. What's interesting is, where does that come from? Where does that in turn come from? I know I was discussing once with another Rav, so I suggested that that's the same thing with matzah and Erev Pesach, to make a distinction between the matzah of all year long, which is optional, and the matzah of Pesach, which is mandatory. So I discussed with another Rav once, he didn't think it was correct, because he said no, because the kiyas of Chodesh El, at least it's a minig, that's why, otherwise they would never have had to tell us this. They never would have had a din not to blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah if there wouldn't have been a minig to blow all Chodesh El. But I disagree because the Bir HaGroa on that Magen Avraham, on that Ramor, writes Psachim Kuf. Typical Bir HaGroa doesn't give you any information. Psachim Kuf, Kuf Amad Aleph. What's in Psachim Kuf Amad Aleph? That's the famous sugya of Poreis Mapa Mekadesh. A person was having a meal on Friday afternoon, Bar Mitzvah, something, whatever it was, and then by whatever reason it extended. And now it came Shabbos, something comes up with a Purim Suda, whatever comes extended. So what do? So you can... cover the table or move the table away and make kiddush and then continue the meal and it'll count as your Shabbos meal. Why do you have to do anything Poreis Mapa Mekadesh? So it comes out because you have to make a chilek between the weekday meal, which is only optional, and the Shabbos meal. So I think that's what the Gaon is saying. The Gaon is saying that Gemara is a makor for making a distinction between that which is obligatory and that which is only optional. The Mela, you have the same thing by Tchi, you have the same thing by Matzah, so maybe that was the Shumas HaDeshen's point. He wanted not to sleep on Erev Sukkot in the afternoon, in order to distinguish between sleeping, which is all year long, whatever, which is only optional, and sleeping on Sukkot, which is a mitzvah. That's just a suggestion. Well, just finish up by pointing out that the Ramah back in Tofer again. No, I'm just saying he wanted to make it since sweeping becomes a mitzvah, he wanted to have a time where there was a break between some kind of just like Erev Rosh Hashanah, we break from the tekiyas, or Erev Pesach, we break from the matzahs. So, I don't know, it's maybe a little bit of a stretch, but that's anyway, it's just an interesting practice in the Tumas HaDeshim. I'll just finish up by noting that the Ramah mentions in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tesef Beis that he says Umashenogil Hakel Achshav B'Sheina, that which we are makel about sleeping in the sukkah nowadays, which many people are. She'ein yishenim b'sukkah rak hamedaktik in the mitzvahs, only the people who are very firm on that, the only ones who sleep in the sukkah. Yeshom mishum tzina, because it's cold. It is. It's very it's unpleasant. What? Of course, it's an issue. Yeah, one second. Mishum tzina. The yesh tsar lishum akomos hakarin, right? In the cold climates. Ramol lived, the Mechaber didn't know about it. Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael, so it's perfectly pleasant there. But the Ramol lived in Krakow. So it's further north than here, I think, so it's even colder. So, yesh tsar lishum akomos hakarin. And Ramah adds, "Alinair mishum the mitzvah sukkah ishu beso," that the whole mitzvah is to live in a sukkah like you live in the home, and it's not always practical for the women to come in and so on. So ish isto kederach sudar kol hashanah makom so yuchal lishum isto shein lo sukkah miyuchedes. Sometimes the sukkah is not so private, and neighbors can see in, and whatever it is. So it's a lack of privacy, lack of tzias. So that's the other reason. However, Ramah does conclude, V'tov lahachmir v'liyos som im ishto k'mushdar kol hashanah v'epshaliyos lo sukkah miyuchedes. If you can arrange things to have a sukkah where the wife can come in, or a single person, then all these excuses fall away. The truth of the matter is, all the achronim write that while these are valid teruts, and there's no question, or Chashulchan writes, for example, that a person should make every effort to sleep in the sukkah. Sometimes, if you're lucky, your wife will be mochel you. At the end, it's in a tough race, Lamed Tes, Yud Gimel, Aruch HaShulchan writes, the main problem is that it's cold and so on, and a person gets sick, and it's mitzvah and all that. Okay. However, he says, Mikol Mokom, Omnam Hayorez Dvar Hashem Yehad Elishim B'Sukkah. Somebody wants to be a really great Shemaim, should sleep in a sukkah. I've, Baruch Hashem, always managed to sleep in a sukkah. My wife doesn't usually come in. She's mochel. She's quite comfortable upstairs by herself. Okay. Don't have to get into argument over turning out the light, you know what I mean? So in some ways it's better. So in any event, and you bring mattresses in a sukkah, and you bring a lot of blankets, and it usually works. Again, sometimes people have the sukkah further in the backyard. You can't always get there without it's less private. Okay, maybe you have legitimate reasons to be mako. However, I strongly urge people who can, they should try and sleep in a sukkah, especially, as I say, since most of the Rishonim leaving out the Ben Parrots, the possible vegan and Rambam, seem to say that sleeping in a sukkah is part of the Etzem mitzvah of Teshuvah Kedidor.
What if you try to sleep in a sukkah, and you toss and turn, and it doesn't come, and it's hard?
It's mistar, right? I guess it's mistar.
That's the same mistar?
I think so.
Similarly, if you wake up and you see that, if you don't go in, you're not going to sleep anymore, it's already, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, are you allowed to quit?
Yes. I mean, look, you're not going to go back to sleep. You are going to sleep.
I'm saying you try.
You tried, yeah. My guess would, I don't know offhand, but I think that if you tried, you toss in the turn, you can't sleep because it's cool or it's the bugs making noise or whatever else. So that's a mitzvah, I guess so.
But if not specifically, but just that you cannot sleep, you are listening.
I think.
And if you wake up in the morning early, and you
think
you
will be able to fall back to sleep, because too light means.
Okay.